In episode one, I introduced you to a collection of moms who longed for more, and today they are more. Amanda graduated with her bachelor's degree in 2015 and began teaching. She went on to earn two master's degrees and today is the director of STEM programs at Winthrop University. You know what she does? She recruits students for STEM majors and provides support for them through their entire 4 years at Winthrop.
I kind of get to do some of the same things. I get to prop people up, just like Susan has propped all of us up. I kind of get to give back in that way.
And MJ, she graduated in 2021 with her bachelor's degree and immediately began working on her master's in social work so she can support and inspire others impacted by mental illness.
I signed up for their 3-year track, and then it would be another, I think, 3-4 years to be a licensed LCSW. And that's nice because I would like to do that, like maybe group counseling one day, facilitating that, as Big Joe inspired me to.
And Nakio, she caught the education bug too. She graduated in 2020 with a double major in criminal justice and human services and is planning to pursue a master's degree next year. We highlighted just 3 of our over 100 women who have received scholarship support from ANSWER. These moms are amazing, but they are not outliers among ANSWER scholars. ANSWER scholars get it done. In 2021, 100% of ANSWER senior scholars graduated. During a pandemic that closed schools for months, moms were hit hard. They had the added responsibility of supporting and educating their kids during the school closings. And college students were hit hard on campuses closed and classes were moved online, which means times were doubly hard for our scholars who are both moms and students, and still not one of them dropped out. Every single one who was expected to graduate, graduated. And 10 of the 12 graduated with honors. There is no question. ANSWER Scholarship delivers on its promise to support moms to accomplish their degrees. I don't want to take anything away from that accomplishment, but it's not the only, or even the biggest, impact that ANSWER Scholarship has. I'm about to say something cliche. In fact, I'm going to say something I hated hearing when I was in school as a mom myself. It's not the destination, it's the journey. I hated that because I was really excited about arriving at this destination called college graduate. But every one of us, we will stand at the top of this accomplishment and look back. We will see the truth in our cliche. We will see the beautiful things we experience and collect it along the way. Amanda got to experience a part of life she really missed.
I wanted to have friends. I wanted to have a college life. I mean, I knew I wasn't going to be 18 and in a sorority and going to parties. I get that. But I wanted to have the college experience, you know, having friends and participating and, you know, not going to class and going home, but being involved in Winthrop and being involved on campus and with other students and in student organizations and those kinds of things.
Even though she was in her 40s when she went back to school, Amanda dived into the college experience and made the long-lasting friendship many people make in college.
I looked across the room and I saw a girl who had been in one of my education courses the first semester. And so I went up to her after, and I knew she was smart because she had made an A in that class. And so I went up to her after, I was like, hey, I'm going to need somebody to study with for this class. Would you like to study together? And she was like, yes. And that forged a friendship that we were laughing the other night. We had dinner. Is going on 10 years. Mm-hmm. And she is still one of my closest. She's my college girl. She's one of those college girls that I ended up getting to have.
And Nakio and MJ found some of the same college girl friendships in each other.
MJ is one of my besties.
And on top of building great friendships, our scholars also inspire their kids. When Amanda was in school, her kids were teens, with a daughter starting college as she was starting graduate school.
to me, it was remarkable because I had learned so much that could help her navigate her own process.
Sure.
That I would have been totally clueless about had I not just done it myself. Financial aid, student services. Who do you call when you have this problem?
Today, all of Amanda's children are pursuing higher education. Nakio has also inspired her son.
He's going back to school this year. He just sent me his award letter. He was like, what is this about? So he's going to go back. He said he's going to an obstetrician.
Susan was right. Moms going back to school has a big impact on their kids. In fact, in a recent survey of Answer Scholars, 66% said their children's behavior has improved since mom started school, and 59% said that their child's grades have improved. Moms in school put kids on a path towards college too. But here's an outcome we didn't see coming. Our scholars are inspiring their partners.
Yeah, I mean, even for him, he's telling me, so once you're done with school, like, I want to go back to school. And so when he mentioned that to me, I was ecstatic, you know. So hopefully, he will do it. I think another part of it, too, is he's also considering, and I think a part of it is he wants to take more risk now, too, and risk in terms of, like, you know, having his own business.
He is actually in college now. What? So now he is the one who is a full-time student, and I am supporting us since that's what he did for me.
The impact of the growth of our scholars is far-reaching. They build up each other, their families, their communities, and those who will build Charlotte in the future.
I mean, the financial, there's no doubt about it that the financial was important, and that was a key factor. But the relationships that I built, and the relationships that I continue to have, the opportunities, but the relationships with my students, that is, I mean, honestly, I know it sounds corny. That's my legacy. That's what I have. That's what I'm leaving. These kids are going to remember that, you know, Amanda was their Winthrop mom for 4 years when they were at Winthrop and they struggled and they needed a place to sit and cry, that they sat at my desk. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
What's the old saying? You give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I think it's missing a line. You teach a woman to fish, you feed the community for generations. But even that isn't the full impact of Answer. Those are the things that are easy to see on the outside, but there is a deeply personal impact too.
I think for me, the biggest thing, the biggest change that I have seen for myself is in my confidence level and my value as a person. I think that not having a degree caused me to devalue myself and to feel that I was less than because I had not accomplished this. And so earning the degree, I failed the first time, but then I succeeded. So I overcame that failure, per se. And I not only earned a degree, I was fortunate enough to be a part of a program, a research-based program, and I was able to go conduct research, present research, and I won an award for my research. And so just all of these opportunities that made me see it wasn't the degree that was the value. I mean, the value was always there in me. I just had to find the outlets for it. And college gave me that.
Well, for me, especially as a scholar, believing my story and challenging me to grow and learn, and as well as that it's okay to share my story. Because for so long, I felt like ashamed that I shouldn't talk about my story since, you know, mental health, especially in the Asian American community, is still very stigmatized. Answer changed that for me. And if it wasn't for Answer, honestly, I think I would still be hiding in the closet about being a suicide survivor. But I realized that if I can share my story, not if, but sharing my story, period, can help others. I mean, if it's at least helping one person, then that's important. Yeah.
I'm bold, I'm confident, where I was never, you know, I would keep my head down and kind of want to stay in the back because I don't want them to be seen. And now I'm saying yes to everything, every opportunity, and just looking to see where it's going to take me. So I feel so good. I really do. Inside, mentally, I feel really good.
Answer was not only the answer for me, it allowed me to see myself from the outside and understand what it means to have self-worth and self-confidence. The workshops taught me to be great at public speaking, and it created an opportunity like this. Answer as an organization has followed much of the same trajectory as our scholars. Set a vision, build a foundation, and then keep modifying that vision to achieve more. Susan started out hoping to support just 4 women a year. Now, 101 women later, Answer has bigger ambitions and the foundations to support them.
And so, yeah, 5 years, my goal is to see 50. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any reason why we can't. We have our systems in place. And one of the things I'm happy about Answer is, we've grown methodically. We've put systems in place and we grow. We put more systems in place and we grow, instead of just grow, and then have chaos. So I think that's why our organization is strong, is because we have really good systems in place.
The more scholars Answer can support, the better for Charlotte. These are the women who are changing the trajectory of Charlotte as an advancing city. These are women who are learning who they truly are and why they are here. They are learning what contributions they want to make in the world. They are giving more to their communities through their work and inspiring their friends, husbands, and children to do the same. Maybe they are inspiring you to think about those big questions too. Why are you here? What brought you to Answer? And what contribution can you make? Are you longing to have a bigger impact on your community? If so, please consider supporting Answer. When you donate to Answer, you support upward mobility in Charlotte in the most fundamental way, by supporting the socioeconomic advancements of families. But also, you support others finding their purpose. And maybe helping each other is part of why we are all here. If you want to support moms like the ones you have just met, go to answerscholarship.org and click donate. If you are a mom ready to go back to school, we are behind you 100%. Go to answerscholarship.org and click apply.
Help my mom to go to college by donating to Answer Scholarship. Go to www.answerscholarship.org and click donate.